See, all these people talking about spiritual life, but I'm obsessed with it because I've been bit by the cobra, and I know what that is. See, and I don't know how long I'll keep a body. Look at my friend. He only kept a body for 23 years. But a baby comes into the world, and he lives for a few weeks, and he dies, and the mother's crying and stuff. And the holy man said, well, that baby was finishing up. You know, a guy sitting on the side of the road, you know, and the holy man comes through, two or three guys, and the holy man comes through, and the guy said, how many lifetimes I got? Holy man said, you got three more. The guy said, oh, I can't do that. I can't do three more of these. And then the other guy said, how many I got? He said, see that tree over there? He said, yes. See all those leaves? He said, that's what you got. He said, oh, thank you. So it depends on what you're looking for, what you want. You know, if you like Mahamaya, see, we have a prayer. Lord, Mother, please, may I not be deluded by thy world-bewitching Mahamaya, because this is not real. The none of this will be here. You know, you take a handkerchief and wipe a mountain. I mean, none of this stuff will be here in aeons or 1,000 years or 100 years. You know, none of the houses, I'm only 76, so they say. None of the houses I lived in Memphis exist now.
Yeah.
You know, so if you get attached to, and I was trying to make a point that I'm not capable of making because maybe, see, here's the thing about me. I don't have the ability to articulate what I'm trying to say because I'm not a writer or poet, because if I could say it, that's why I play music, but it's in my music.